So today I will tell you, I'll explain you this chart about Swayambhuva Manu. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is this genealogical charts. Okay? Wait. Sit. Yeah. There is this genealogical charts where where it's described, you know, who is the son of whom and how the full is described. There are different charts in Srimad Bhagavatam. In that, I just, since we have taken 22 incarnations as a theme this time for the children. So in that, what I found out is, perfect father, perfect children. Okay, so perfect parents, I would say. Perfect parents, perfect children. So Swayambhuva Manu, he is the first Manu. He is the father of humanity. He's a Manvantara avatar. So Swayambhuva Manu, okay, Brahmaji created first whom? In this incarnations, first who came? Yeah, tell me. Very good. You also wanted to say same thing? Okay, Hari bol to both of you. First he created the Kumaras. What instruction he gave to the Kumaras? Yes. Girls, what you wanted to say? Same thing? Okay, so you wanted, yes?
Create progeny.
Yes, create progeny. Correct. That is the correct word. Progeny, according to Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, population is not wrong, but progeny is the right word. Okay. He told the Kumaras to create progeny. Did they do?
No.
Yeah. What did they do? Why? Is it wrong? They did not listen to Brahmaji. Is it wrong? Why it is not wrong? Yes? Yeah.
For that they'll get married.
And once you get married, then you have to go to this thing. You'll get attached, right? You have to go to McDonald's. You have to go to Croma. You have to go to all these places, right? You'll get attached. So, Kumaras did not marry. Huh? Then after that, Brahmaji, he created Swayambhuva Manu. Swayambhuva Manu, he is a Manvantara avatar also, and this Swayambhuva Manu, he got married. Brahmaji told to Swayambhuva Manu that you create progeny, right? The same, because this was the instruction to Brahmaji, who gave? That Krishna. So this way, that's why he told Swayambhuva Manu to create. Swayambhuva Manu got married to Shatarupa. Shatarupa is his wife's name. Swayambhuva Manu and Shatarupa. Okay, they were the first, the king and the queen. They got married. They gave birth to 5 children. I'll have quiz sometime, okay? 5 children and very glorious children. And that was, one was Uttanapada. All of you tell after me.
Uttanapada.
Priyavrata.
Priyavrata.
Akuti.
Akuti.
Devahuti.
Devahuti.
Prasuti.
Prasuti.
Uttanapada.
Uttanapada.
Priyavrata.
Priyavrata.
Akuti.
Akuti.
Devahuti.
Devahuti.
Prasuti.
Prasuti.
Uttanapada.
Uttanapada.
Priyavrata.
Priyavrata.
Akuti.
Akuti.
Devahuti.
Devahuti.
Prasuti.
Prasuti.
What? No problem. So these 5 children, they were the children of Swayambhuva Manu and Shatarupa. Not Devahuti, Shatarupa. King Swayambhuva Manu, his wife's name was Shatarupa, and they had these 5 children. Now, you know what is the surprise? In Swayambhuva Manu's house, there were so many incarnations of the Lord. We'll see one by one now, right? So, now, today's is Yajna, incarnation. So first, I will take the shloka of Yajna. Or maybe first I'll explain to you the other things and then I'll tell about. So Uttanapada, the son, he got married. First little bit I'd like to tell you about Swayambhuva Manu. He was such a great devotee and a king. Although he was the king not of just one province, he was the king of the universe. Of humanity. And he was 24 hours Krishna conscious, in spite of a king is, we tell no, oh, we have exams, we have that, we have this, so many reasons we tell if we have to do some devotional service, right? But Swayambhu Manu was the king of the universe. You know how busy a king is? But although he was the king, 24 hours he was Krishna conscious, always thinking of the Lord. Not only that, you know, when he'll go to sleep, he will not put Hollywood, Bollywood songs. There would be very scholarly Brahmanas coming and singing all the songs and reciting all the prayers of the Lord. That is how Swayambhuva Manu would go to sleep. And in the morning, how he'll get up? Not with Hollywood, Bollywood songs. What he would get up with? Again, the Brahmanas, very learned Brahmanas, they will come and they will sing the songs of the Lord and then he would get up. So this is how Swayambhuva Manu would sleep and he would get up. And he took took such nice care of his deities, very nice deity worship, topmost deity worship. He took care of his deities also very nicely. Not only that, his children, specifically his daughters, they were so beautiful. Even nobody from outside could see how they are. They were so beautiful. And the girls should never be exposed because they are very precious. So from inside they could see outside, but from outside nobody could see inside. That is how they grew in the palace of Swayambhuva Manu. And their bed was so soft, like foam. It's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then, not only that, it is said that day also I told. Who is the mother of Kapila?
Devahuti.
Devahuti was so beautiful that nobody could see her. But once, like, you know, Gandharva, when he was going from top, he saw her beauty and he almost fell down. This is the beauty of Devahuti. So, sit properly. When you are listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to sit like me. So, this was the beauty of these three. So, this was something about Sri Swayambhuva Manu. And his although he was such a great personality, emperor of the universe, still he didn't go to search for a demigod or prince to get married for his children. He went to Kardama Muni, who was staying in a jungle, who was sleeping on the floor. Okay, and Devahuti also did not say, I will not get married to such a person. She also didn't, it's not that she disobeyed her father. What is this? You are getting married to such a person who stays in a jungle and I am from the palace? No, she obeyed her father. That is how we saw that pastime. Do you remember? Kardama Muni, I told you the pastime already, how Kapila Muni was born and how nine daughters were taken birth. In that, so see, Devahuti got married to Kardama Muni. Are you with me? See this.
Yes.
Are you able to see Devahuti and Kardama Muni, children from the back also? So Devahuti, Kardama Muni, they got married and one incarnation, that is Kapila Muni, was born. Now, next is Devahuti and Kardama Muni, before Kapila Muni, how many daughters were born?
Nine daughters.
Nine daughters were married to nine sages. In that, one was Anusuya Devi. Anusuya Devi and Atri Muni gave birth to Dattatreya. It comes down. Wait, I'll just show you. See, this is Dattatreya, another incarnation. Right? And then, this also story I told. Prasuti is also one of the daughters of Swayambhuva Manu. She got married to Daksha Prajapati. And they gave birth to Indyar. They had several children. In that, they gave birth to Murti and Dharma. And they gave birth to Naranarayana Rishi. Remember Naranarayana Rishi also story I told you. So that is done. And now, this Uttanapada, he gets married to Suniti, and in their dynasty, this story I will tell you when Prithu Maharaj story will come. Right down it comes, Prithu Maharaj is born. Right? Of course, the son of Uttanapada and Suniti is Dhruva. right? And then in that line all these people come. That I will tell detail again. And then Priyavrata, he said, I will not marry. Like Kumaras. He also went and sat in the mountain and started completely focusing on the Lord. That time what happened? Swayambhu Amanu, this when Prithu Maharaj and then all their dynasties and it went till Prachina Barihi. All this after that also, that dynasty got, it ended. So Swayambhu Amanu wanted to create progeny more. So he himself went up to the mountain where Priyavrata was sitting and he requested him that you please create progeny. But now all these years Priyavrata decided I will be sannyasi and I will not get married. And who was preaching to him? Narada Muni. Now there are two Mahajans here. Narada Muni is also Mahajan, Swayambhu Amanu is also Mahajan. It is said Mahajanoyena Gatasya Panta. You follow in the footsteps of Mahajan. Now Narada Muni is saying don't get married. Swayambhu Amanu is saying, coming and telling get married. Now what to do? Both are great devotees. What to do? That time a greater devotee than them and their father Brahmaji came. Sit properly. Sit properly. Brahmaji came. He is also a Mahajan. He came and told that you should create progeny. Then Priyavrata got married. And then in that Vamsha comes Rishabdev. This story I will tell you next week. So now we'll just revise once the family of Swayambhu Amanu. Swayambhu Amanu's wife is? Their names of the five children? Prasuti got married to?
Daksha.
And they gave in their family, what is the name of the incarnation? Devahuti got married to?
Kartamani.
In their family, two incarnations. What are they?
Kapilamani.
Very good. Then Akuti got married to?
Ruchi.
They gave birth to Yajna. And that I will tell you now. It's a short story. And Priyavrata, he gets married and in his family who comes?
Rishabdev.
And then Uttanapada and Sunati who comes?
Prithu
Maharaj. So all of you got it? I've given.
What is the name of that?
It's not mentioned in Bhagavadam. Okay. So now about this was about Swayambhu Amanu. So I told you. 1 minute.